With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump warns Iran's supreme leader against trying to rebuild his nuclear program. Mr. Trump says Ayatollah Ali Khamenei should be, in the president's words, very worried. The warning comes as Iran and the U.S. prepare for tomorrow's nuclear talks in Oman. The last remaining nuclear arms pact between Russia and the United States expires as of today, removing caps on their atomic arsenals for the first time in more than 50 years. The president says there is a lesson to be learned from the anti-ICE rioting in Minneapolis.
Maybe we can use a little bit of a softer touch, but you still have to be tough. These are criminals. We're dealing with really hard criminals. But look, I've called the people. I've called the governor. I've called the mayor, spoke to them, had great conversations with them. And then I see them ranting and raving out there, literally as though a call wasn't made.
Mr. Trump, interviewed by Tom Yamas of NBC News, he says it was his idea to scale back the number of federal agents in Minnesota as long as local authorities hand over illegal immigrants jailed for serious crimes, including murder and drug dealing. The family of 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie, kidnapped from her Arizona home last weekend, appeals for her safe return. Her daughter today shows Savannah Guthrie and her siblings posted a video to Instagram appealing to the kidnappers.
We are ready to talk. However, we live in a world where voices and images are easily manipulated. We need to know, without a doubt, that she is alive and that you have her.
Savannah Guthrie describes her mother's health, her heart is fragile, adding that she's without the medication she needs to survive. This is SRN News. A big change at the Department of Health and Human Services.
Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says faith-based addiction recovery programs will now be able to get federal grants. Of drug addiction, Kennedy says, quote, it's a physical disease, it's a mental disease, it's an emotional disease, but above all, it's a spiritual disease, and faith-based organizations play a critical role. Christian homeless shelters often provide addiction recovery services, and they too will be able to seek federal funding. Michael Harrington reporting.
Attorney General Pam Bondi has announced two more arrests following an anti-government protest in a Minnesota church last month, bringing the number of people arrested to nine. In a social media post, Bondi named the latest two arrestees as Ian Austin and Jerome Richardson. A grand jury in Minnesota has indicted all nine on federal civil rights charges of conspiracy and interfering with the First Amendment rights of worshipers. This is SRN News. Tenants facing high costs are turning to rent now, pay later services.
Those services like Flex and Affirm allow renters to split their rent payment, which they say will help them to manage cash flow. However, consumer advocates warn the products often act like short-term loans with high fees, sometimes leading to triple-digit interest rates. And critics argue these services don't solve the issue of affordability in the rental market and may lead to much higher rents. Jason Walker reporting.
Elon Musk has a plan to put data centers in space and run those centers on solar power. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures so far have been mixed. Dow futures are down 45 points. The Nasdaq futures are 61 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.